I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Zoran Amdani got elected to fix New York's housing affordability problems, but it's only gotten worse since he took office. New numbers show the median Manhattan rent has hit a new record high at just over $5,000 a month, up 7% from last year. So I don't know, maybe demonizing landlords is not a cure-all. I want to get a sharp opinion out of you today, Mike. So what do you think about this?
We haven't had one yet.
I'm undecided.
You know, I could see it both ways, says Michael
Lee. Like, of course this failed. Of course it did. Like, you're doubling down on stupid, all right? And like, it's more regulation, more government control has never, ever, ever led to lower prices, right? Like, what you have in New York is you have a supply problem, right? And that's caused by excess regulation. It's really hard to build here. It's really hard to develop. Okay, the cost of doing business through taxes and all, there are New York City government agencies that you can't even imagine, but exist. Yeah. Just to make your life harder to do this or to do that, the layers of government. And so it's, you know, I live in Florida. We have more people than the state of New York, and we have a smaller budget than the city.
Yes.
Of New York. So, of course, this is going to fail. But look, Mondami was smart in that he said, hey, I realize this is a problem for you, and I hear your pain.
I feel your pain. Mondami echoing the words of Bill Clinton years ago, decades ago, when he was appearing in a town hall meeting, and a woman was going on and on about how difficult life was. And he looked at her and said, I feel your pain. He didn't feel her pain, but he made a connection with her, and for the audience that loved Bill Clinton. So that's what Mondami is doing. I feel your pain. That was a piece from Fox and a panel on Fox talking about Mondami and where they are right now in New York City and how bad it's gotten. And that is in part that rent has gone up 7% over the last year. 7%. How would you like your rent to go up 7%? They're estimating it's adding another $5,000 in cost to the average New Yorker who is renting. But again, don't worry about it. Mondami feels your pain. Now, they have a series of elections, obviously, going on in New York today, looking for, or rather they had previously, and they will continue to have more, let me put it that way. But what we're seeing is that everyone wants to cuddle up to Mondami if they're in the Democrat Party. May not fully agree with him on a lot of things, but you don't dare say anything against him at this point. That would be political suicide. So they're going to go ahead and accept whatever he's put in front of them, for now. But don't look for anything good to come out of it. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And reminding you that when we're on the air, we're going to give you news, analysis, commentary, and education. You're going to leave each hour with more knowledge than you have right now. And when we're on the air, you can watch the program. We're streaming video. You can watch. How do you do that? Well, you go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. And reminding you, everything goes up as a podcast later. Video and audio available at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And when you watch or listen later, because you couldn't stay with us all the way through this hour, please push share. Send it on to others. I want to remind you, too, this Friday we have our 5th birthday party for the station. We're holding it out at Frankie Martin's out in Cottleville. Come on out. It's open to the public. No cost. Now, we may have a few showers here and there, but we're planning on having it, and good band for you, and having some fun. Many of us from Newstalk STL will be out there. Glad to have you come out. Shake hands, share a few stories. Look forward to it. In our next hour, an Iranian from an Iranian American about part of what's happening in Texas and the ultimate goal of Islamist and Sharia law. Will we pay attention? If you look at what's happening in Europe and how much of their culture of each nation is being basically wiped away, I think we better pay attention. But will we? In the meantime, we have obviously major problems inside this nation. Chicago, this last weekend, another deadly murder series and shooting into a Juneteenth gathering. All these targets, primarily, if not all, were probably black, and the shooters did not care who they killed or didn't kill. That was to celebrate Juneteenth, supposedly recognized as a holiday for blacks. It's a holiday as declared by Congress for the nation. And they were out having a picnic or whatever they were doing, and somebody decided, let's just go by and shoot them. And the shooters are identified as black as well. So it had nothing to do with race. But the violence in Chicago continues at an alarming rate. And if you recall, last September, Trump had said, if you guys cannot get it under control, I'll send in the National Guard like I did in D.C. Well, let's go back to Governor Pritzker's remarks at that point in response to President Trump.
He is insulting the people of Chicago by calling our home a hellhole. And anyone who takes his word at face value is insulting Chicagoans, too. Crime is a reality that we all take seriously. We are ready to fight troop deployments in court, and we will do everything possible to ensure that agents operating inside the confines of this state do so in a legal and ethical manner.
Ikada, it feels like we're covering the same story every single weekend in Chicago. More killings, killings, killings. Do you think it could ever get bad enough there to where Governor Pritzker finally just opens up his mind and says, Mr. President, we'll take the help?
I don't know that his pride would allow him to do that, but I know that the citizens here in Chicago think that more needs to be done. We do have organizations that are trying, but their hands are tied. We need the help. Like I said before, I can't echo it enough. We need for the mayor and the governor to swallow their pride and get the help that this city needs. There has to be accountability, not just for the people who are involved in the crimes, but for the people who are supposed to perpetuate the safety here in this city. The mayor and the governor have fallen down on their jobs.
Was that Bud?
Yeah, that's the issue. They are not doing their job. Now, Chicago's Juneteenth weekend left 7 dead, dozens hurt over the holiday weekend. And again, 14 of them were shot during the Juneteenth celebration. The Chicago Activists for Violence is trying to make it clear that we simply need the governor to do his job instead of just fire back at Trump.
I live here in Chicago, and let me just say that not just the violence from this weekend, but the violence over the past several years, the escalation has been outrageous. We've seen the teen takeovers, and we've seen the mayor and the government practically silent. I strongly urge both Governor Pritzker as well as Mayor Brandon Johnson to allow the National Guard to come in, and we can use the city of Memphis as an example. The fact that Memphis allowed the National Guard to come in, they're working with local leaders, working with law enforcement to bring a cohesive change to that city, and it is something that we need. I am so glad that President Trump is paying attention, and I hope that our mayor and our governor are also paying attention. It is high time for them both to swallow their pride and get the help that we need here in this city.
I think that is a Chicago citizen making it very clear. Quit giving us your whining. Do something to make it better. Now, you heard Pritzker saying, we're going to do everything lawful. you're allowing illegals in your city, a sanctuary city, even if you had them in custody for a crime, you more than likely turn them back onto the community. You're not doing anything to protect your community. And Border Patrol Czar Holman says, so many across the nation pushing for sanctuary cities and sanctuary states are willing to accept murder at the hands of illegals and say, what's wrong here?
Again, it's the sanctuary city policies, the dangerous policies of these sanctuary, you know, states, sanctuary cities. Look, she was complicit in the murder of three people. And they didn't honor a detainer, reach her back to the street. Like I say it again, President Trump has promised the American people he's going to make this country safe again. And one of the ways he's going to do that is remove illegal aliens or public safety threats. So ISIS is going to continue to do their job. But let's be clear, it makes it less efficient. It makes it harder to do that job. We have local law enforcement that won't help us. And it's not the police officer in Chicago. When last time I was up to do an operation, I had numerous Chicago police officers come up and thank us for doing what we're doing. It's the politicians. It's Mayor Johnson. It's Governor Pritzker that doesn't want. They rather see public safety at risk than give President Trump what they think a win by decreasing crime in their cities. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And there is a high cost being imposed on the American public by all these illegals. We'll cover that before we wrap up this hour. Well, the D.C. reflecting pool is becoming a point of contention. Trump took action recently, but apparently there's still more issues, and the reflecting pool is deflecting on him.
I'm sorry for these National Guards who should be home with their families and their friends, and they're still here as a part of Trump's political game that he's playing because they don't need to be here. But we're seeing this decriminalization and the slippery slope to authoritarianism. But this is what it looks like, right? Like all of a sudden, something that you played in, something that when I came to visit in Washington, I also played splash around in, all of a sudden that's a crime. And so we're going to have a kid who's splashing around in a pool in Washington, D.C., like thousands of kids do all the time, where we're going to put them in handcuffs? Like, that's, to me, is the ultimate sort of symbol of what, how this country has fallen into disrepair and authoritarianism.
Yeah, you got to find a way to work in something against ICE, against Trump, and bring up authoritarianism and Nazism and everything you want bad about Trump. The reflecting pool that is in D.C. is something like 2,030 feet long, rectangular feature, as you know, between the National Mall in D.C., between the Lincoln Memorial, I should say, and the Washington Monument. It was dedicated in 1922. It's only about 18 to 24 inches deep. And many have said that that's probably part of the reason, because the pool is so shallow that you have algae now growing. Recently, ahead of the 250th U.S. birthday, it was drained and painted an American flag blue. It has been plagued by algae blooms and peeling paint for some time. And in fact, looking at a piece written by a reporter for the USA Today, and it's titled Water into Wine. Century of Problems Rage at Lincoln Reflecting Pool. In other words, these issues with the reflecting pool have been a contest between the wills of man and nature from the earliest beginnings, all the way from the time it was first opened up in 1923. Leaks, drainage, debris, outbreak of a parasite that killed 80 ducks. And so Trump had it drained to kind of clean it up and make it look better, and all the algae came back. So you've got Whoopi Goldberg and these ladies of The View thinking, oh, here's another perfect example where we can criticize Donald Trump.
You know whose multi-million dollar renovation of the Lincoln Memorial reflective pool? Well, it's not going well. It's not going well. Apparently, it's overrun with algae. And the blueprint. And the blue paint lining the bottom is peeling off in clumps. It's very much like his presidency. But he is claiming that vandals are to blame. He says they illegally placed chemicals in the water and left a 300-foot gash in the pool. Now, five people are said to have been arrested. He says a 10-year prison sentence will be strictly enforced.
Oh.
Well, if he's saying he's going to jail for 10 years, I'm gonna let him go. Because, I mean, it seems to me that had he not messed with the pool, you know, it would still be a reflecting pool instead of a liquid jungle.
Well, you got to give her credit for being innovative and creating some laughter in the process. But again, she's ignoring the fact, as I pointed out to you, they've had numerous engineering issues with the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool from the very beginning. Based even on a 1923 article looking at it, a year after it had been dedicated. And Trump has blamed vandals for some of the most recent actions. I pointed out that they had a parasite outbreak that killed more than 80 ducks and ducklings. That was back in 2017. So Trump has spent another $6 million for supplemental work added to the original cost of something like $16 million to make it better. It's not better, and it is a point of contention. Look, if that's all they had to complain about on Trump, let them do it. But yes, we want it cleaned up and looking better. He is trying to beautify our nation in advance of our 250th birthday. But Whoopi's having her fun. Let her have it. So the pool underwent that highly publicized renovation ahead of the 250th birthday, and yet the algae is back. But again, it has to do with the sunlight and the depth of the pool primarily. Coming up, a direct warning from an Iranian American. Are we listening? Are we listening? We better. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. MeguiarMoving.com. John Beall Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beall to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beall has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beall. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, in part by that statement, but also in part by information that we've gathered, there appear to be multiple violations that have taken place here. One is information has been provided to investors that appears to be misleading. Another is they appear to be in violation of fair housing laws. Also, we found that they talk about doing all this building, but they don't have any building permits to actually do any building, and they have challenges even getting those building permits. Believe this or not, we've even received information that they may have been conducting a funeral home without legal authority. Bottom line, Laura, is that there are so many questions arose, especially information that we received, that led us to need to call the elite Texas Rangers to conduct a criminal investigation to find out if criminal laws in Texas have been violated.
That is Texas Governor Abbott talking about what has been going on just northeast of Dallas, about 40 miles. This is closer to the city of Josephine, Texas. There were plans by the Islamic community. I will correct that to this extent. The Muslim community. Not all Muslims are Islamist and jihadist. And, of course, there are different sects inside the Muslim community as well. You do understand that. We see that in the Middle East as well. But the plan was for a 400-acre Muslim-centric master plan community existing in Collin and Hunt counties, about 40 miles northeast of Dallas, as I said, initially proposed by affiliates of the East Plano Islamic Center, 1,000 homes, a mosque, a faith-based school, but currently stalled because of multiple state and federal investigations, permits, and licensing. They're making it tougher for them to get it. Now, on one hand, you'd say, well, why are they doing that? Why can they not have a community that they want built around their faith and their religion? What if Jews wanted to create a synagogue community in the area? Or a group of Christians decided to do the same? Would there be such a pushback? A couple of background details you need to know. This was originally named Epic Center. That was going to be the name of it. So they have since quietly renamed it to make it called The Metal. That sounds nice, peaceful, no harm. A metal. Not with cows and flowers, but a concentration of Muslims, many who might well be law-abiding, but in their midst, we don't know. And in part, we don't know because of our open border policy under Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden, again. We have in our nation right now, we know, numerous terrorists. We have caught some. We flagged some trying to come into the U.S. even during the open border policy, finding people that were on no-fly list coming across the border. And we have sanctuary cities and states that allow them, even if they know and suspect they might be guilty or even convicted of crimes, they're allowed to stay. Seldom punished. And seldom does the punishment fit the crime. The leaders of the East Plano Islamic Center say we originally pitched this as a de facto epicenter of Islam in North America, designed to accommodate daily prayer and religious life, I should say. But they also said, oh no, it's open to buyers of all faiths. Well, they had to do that. But at the same time, many would say, I don't think I want to be in the middle of something like that. I have no problem living inside a Jewish community or a Christian community or just a community that's there because it's close to my work. But I don't know if I want to get in the center of a community that might be infested with Islamists, not just Muslims. So they quietly rebranded Epic Center to be the Meadow. The Meadow. So Governor Abbott and state environmental agencies have been ordering developers to stop any construction after finding they did not get the required development permits. You heard the governor mention, he said, I think they even have a funeral home there. I have no doubt they probably do. And the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, along with the Texas Workforce Commission, investigating into potential Fair Housing Act violations based on allegations the city was marketed as, quote, exclusively Muslim. But, of course, now they're saying, no, anybody could buy a home here and build here if they want. But this would be a center for Sharia law if that's what they decide to impose. I want you to listen to the warning from an Iranian who is now an American. And he says, you have to understand what is at the base of anything.
My name is Edwin Segoli. I am a Sharia law survivor, was born in Iran, and I'm here to tell you everything that you're doing here has been done in UK and Canada. You have no idea where this halal money is going to, how they're funding these mosques, and what kind of a hell is coming towards your country right now. It's 2026. I escaped that hell years ago, and I'm seeing the same thing happening over here in the United States. You have no idea. There's three levels of Sharia law that is happening. Right now, it's level one. They come in peace. They come and tell you, we just want rights. We want to be part of it. Level two is what's happening in UK right now. You have two-tier policing. You have cops who are on working with Muslims right now. You have Sharia law courts over there. Now they're pushing thing blasphemy laws over there. And one of them is called M103. It's in Canada. People are being jailed. People are being like raped in the United States, and nobody's doing anything about that because these Muslims are protected.
And they're protected in part because of fear. If you call out against it, aside from any charges, you'd be considered xenophobic and anti-Muslim, when in fact you're anti-crime, not anti-Muslim. I'm anti-crime. And Muslim friends I have also are anti-crime. All across Europe, they're seeing demographic shifts and cultural changes as Muslims are making up a growing base in various parts of Europe. In Germany, in the UK, in Spain. Roughly right now, Muslims are 6% of the total of Europe's population, but it's certainly higher in major urban centers and in countries like France. Again, the warning from the Iranian American.
Level three is what happened to my country, Iran. The hell I lived under. The apostasy laws, blasphemy laws, the hangings, These people do not change. They use taqiyya to come to your country, lie to every single one of you, and tell you they're different. They're not. Even in Florida, if you look at any of these mosques, they're pushing infidels. They're saying, we want to kill infidels. We want to take over their lands. They're openly calling this out. Go to X and watch any of them straight up talking about this. And people like you, I love America. Like right now, when I was in Iran living in that hellhole under Islam, I was praying to God to come to this country one day and live freely. And this shit is happening. I'm so sorry, but I'm like crying.
That's your time. Thank you.
He was appearing at a hearing regarding Epic City, saying this is what you need to be aware of. As I mentioned, there are different sects inside the Muslim religion. Two main branches. The Sunnis, about 85 to 90%. The largest branch of Islam. Mostly Muslim-majority countries. They are the majority. They believe in the caliphate. And they believe in Islamic law, Sharia. And then you also have Shia Islam. And again, in this case, their belief in the Prophet, obviously, but they don't necessarily always call for demonization of the West. And not all Sunnis do either. Let me point that out. When a member who's been inside and been part of an experience of Sharia law is telling you, beware, beware, I think we should pay attention. The Epic Center, or rather Epic City, now called the Metal, continues to evolve. No timetable on when it will all be together, if ever. And this is not an attack upon a religion. It's a defensive act on behalf of our nation and what we stand for. And what do we stand for? July 4th is a great example of what we stand for. Right? Oh, no. Not according to Joyless Reed. When we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I started out with $1 gambled with a man and I won me another. Bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
And with apologies to my dear spicy white friends, because I know that my white brothers and sisters do love a 4th of July. It is Independence Day. Everybody's barbecuing. It's a thing. I can promise you, black folks, we will take that day off. We will barbecue because we off. But black people, that nobody black I know is really excited about the 4th of July, because it is what Frederick Douglass said it is. It is the celebration of slaveholders who freed themselves from having to pay taxes to the crown for their slave empire. And that is what it is. I mean, if we're just being perfectly honest, whether you read the 1619 Project or not, you just have to understand that for black people, particularly for African Americans, there's a duality to 4th of July that is hard to reconcile if you think about it too much.
I wouldn't think about it too much, Joy. You've already overthought it, and you're way off base. That is Joy Reid of MSN Now, or whatever the hell she's calling it now, saying that black Americans will celebrate July 4 with barbecues and picnics, but not celebrate July 4 as freedom and independence for our U.S. And yes, it is true. We did have white colonists, I should point out, including Washington and Jefferson, fighting against the crown to be free of Europe and Britain, control the king, and they were owning slaves at the time. That is all true. But they've taken that fact and they have rearranged it to make it appear that July 4th is not really to celebrate our nation. These folks have reached a point of no return, obviously. I don't think we're ever going to get them back on a true track. But I will also point out, not all black Americans go along with what she is saying. In fact, many so-called black Americans don't consider themselves black Americans. They consider themselves Americans. Americans. And that's the way we should celebrate July 4th, as Americans. Those who are here legally or have since become naturalized citizens. It is not a point of division. It should be a point of celebration. 250 years. There is no way those who began those colonies could see that far into the future. And yet they had the vision that with God's blessing, this thing they called the Republic would continue to exist. In the meantime, we're having to fight on several different levels, always pushed by the left. A federal judge appointed by Joe Biden just blocked President Trump's administration from using updated verification, the SABE program, to remove foreign nationals from state voter rolls. The question raised in some blue cities and states, do you think illegals should have a right to vote in your elections? And many of them say yes. Why? Why would you allow someone who is not even a member of your community, except for having an address and maybe not even a permanent address, be allowed to vote in your elections, affecting your school board, your taxes, and everything else? Well, one, they don't plan on paying it. So yesterday, this judge issued an order to prevent the Trump administration from using a streamlined version of the federal government SAVE program. The purpose of that is to combat voter fraud. U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Services spokesman had stated the updated SAVE program was necessary to ensure America's elections are reserved exclusively for American citizens. Does that sound outlandish? Do you expect you should be able to go to France and vote in any of their elections, local or national? You're a fool if you think that. In the meantime, a report from the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas points out that Joe Biden's record inflow of illegals has raised home prices and rents for Americans in record time. The Federal Reserve is estimating the impact of illegal immigration on housing prices from early 2021 to early 2022 drove up these costs. How much? Well, they're estimating something like 7% increase in rent, and in some cases that might equate to hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for the renters, and the cost of housing, if you're buying, pushing up the cost of house. Not because it's a demand by Americans, but because of illegals in the community. I'd mentioned earlier that today New York City is having a primary. And many are saying this is a gamble between Mondani and President Trump. Because Mondani, the first year mayor, is backing all of his preferred congressional candidates who are basically progressives, strong progressives. And some of those endorsements even put him at odds with Democrat Governor Hochul. Trump, of course, is trying to keep his native state leaning more right than left. There's a Siena University poll last month that found most New Yorkers, 65%, believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. A similar majority, 67%, believe the state of New York is on the wrong track. And then you get to you, city of New York, you're going to find more upset. And there's a constant push by the left to manipulate and control everything. Everything from your kids' quote, education, indoctrination, to sports. We see that. And in fact, we saw it just recently, reference Pride Month as how some members of the Major League Baseball decided they were going to respond.
Ball caps have become a big controversy. The Department of Justice now investigating Major League Baseball for potential religious discrimination. The league recently warned several San Francisco Giants players against expressing their Christian faith after they wrote Bible verses on their Pride Night caps. In a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred, the department's Civil Rights Division writes, quote, "The Trump administration is committed to combating religious discrimination. I have referred this matter to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission for further investigation." Some athletes ripping the league.
This is what we're worried about right here. Major League Baseball players wearing a hat with a Bible verse on it. That's what we worry about in a billion-dollar industry. Major League Baseball, you can suck it.
I feel like it would be similar to saying everybody should have to wear a cross on their jersey. But I would never expect that with my teammates that don't believe the same thing. At the end of the day, I think I would literally just feel like, why is this in sport?
Outkick's Clay Travis with this. MLB has a real mess here. It's not 2020 anymore.
Yeah, times have changed. And we've been trying to push wokeism out. It's still alive. The heartbeat is still going. We have not put the stake through the heart yet. But MLB decided, we're not going to suspend, we're not going to penalize these players for what they did. And they want to insist that they're not allowed to put anything on their uniforms of any type of message whatsoever. That apparently is a stated rule. But riddle me this. Why is it they make a point of going after players if they do anything reflecting Christian values? They could write on their hat or on their jersey, love mom. That would be a violation of the rule, but they're not going to go after them for that. But if it's a Christian verse, they're going to go after them. And you know what the verse is? The verse is the part in the Bible that states, reference the rainbow, which pride has tried to hijack as their symbol, that God said, the rainbow is my covenant with you. I will never again destroy my people by a flood. We had a pilot shot down recently over Iran. The word was withheld for a period of time because this happened back in April. And the pilot is describing a swarm of Iranian drones that he compared to kind of like a jellyfish-like formation attacking him. He had no way to get free of it. I'm going to share more details of that with you in a moment before we wrap up the hour. But in the meantime, in the efforts to preserve our nation and what we stand for, sometimes you have to pay a price. And that is happening with Miss North Florida, losing her crown. Why? Well, therein lies the story.
You were looking to compete for Miss America, but then they took your Florida crown off you because you made statements about sort of transgender?
Yes, that is exactly right. I was asked to sign a contract that was different than the first one that I had agreed to because they had changed it 4 weeks after I rightly won. And so I didn't lose my crown because I broke a rule. I lost the crown because I was unwilling to rewrite the truth.
So they took her crown because she would not sign off on a new format that they presented and basically accepting that men can be women. She decided, and rightly so, the crown is not worth me sacrificing what I truly believe in. I mentioned a moment ago about a pilot shot down in April, and now the word is coming out in more detail of what he saw and what he experienced. Now, this is the second time this pilot has been shot down. It happened in friendly fire incident in Kuwait in March when Kuwaiti defenses accidentally fired on three F-15 Strike Eagle jets. All of them ejected safely. So now this time, this pilot was shot down in Iran. And he said, what I saw, multiple drones interconnected, moving as with one, with smaller drones below the bigger drones like legs. He said that was some real alien stuff. He's been debriefed by intel officers. They believe it is indicating Iran is significantly increasing its military drone capabilities. Exactly how they downed the fighter, still under investigation. But they basically had put up a minefield of drones hovering in the air to take that F-15 down. The pilot and his weapons systems officer, both ejected from the jet. This was back on Good Friday. That was the first time a U.S. plane had been shot down in the Iranian skies. The pilot was rescued hours later. but his weapons officer was seriously injured and had to hide in the mountains for a day or more later, and especially under severe threat because Iran had put a $60,000 bounty on his head to anyone who could find him. $60,000 goes a long ways in Iran. In the meantime, according to our Department of War, making it clear what we did now, we took a dramatic and even a fake approach to dealing with it. We sent in a SEAL Team 6, and a forward airstrip quickly was constructed in hostile territory. The officer managed to get 7,000 feet high on the mountain. All he had was his handgun for defense. American drones were pounding anyone from Iranian forces or Iranian citizens trying to get closer to him, not knowing if they were trying to capture him for that reward. At the same time, the CIA, they now admit, was planning fake intel that he had already been rescued and was already being driven out of Iran. And they set up a landing strip deep in Iranian territory just after they located him on the mountain. They went in with two MC-130J helicopters, each worth around $100 million. They were not going to be able to fly back out with them, so they demolished them on place so they would not fall into the hands of the enemy, each of them worth about $100 million. No deaths among our rescue team. All those involved in the rescue returned safely. The weapons officer was rescued safely, the pilot safe. But take note of what they did. We destroyed two helicopters, each worth about $100 million. We did not want them in the hands of the Iranian. Joe Biden, did you hear how we got rid of weapons that could be turned against us? Remember what you did in Afghanistan? Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.